Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Elements of the media are seeking to derail the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. What is on the docket? What can they do about it? And where is it all heading? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so I don't even know where to start with this one because I got a couple of really crazy ones. I need to start with the lady who ordered a Baconator at Popeyes and got arrested because she wanted a Baconator and apparently they don't have it. If you were surprised that she was inebriated, then I have to ask if you're familiar with our segment. So this Florida woman, she's drunk as all get out, tried ordering a Baconator at Popeyes. What does Popeyes have, Kane?
Ma'am, this is not a Wendy's. They have chicken.
That's right. She was mad because that's not what she wanted. They couldn't give her what she wanted because it's a store that doesn't have that. It was in Fort Lauderdale. She ended up being arrested. Because she wouldn't get out of the drive-thru window, and she tried arguing. I can't even play this video because every other word is something that we would get fined for airing. But the cops did show up and they did take her into custody. But she said I think they gave her a strip of bacon. I didn't even know they had it. I don't know. It looks like they gave her a strip of bacon, but she said that's not what she wanted. And they kept telling her, ma'am, this is not that kind of store. But yeah, it didn't work. I'm just saying, you know, you got to pay attention to the menu. A Florida man with a luggage full of fake IDs and blank checks is arrested for not paying his Disney World hotel bill. Was he by himself? He was arrested for grand theft by fraud, and he had a $2,200 hotel bill at the Swan Hotel at Walt Disney World, and 26 years old, was arrested for grand theft. He said he was on a business trip, and he stayed for 10 days. 10 days and it's $2,000?
Dang.
I mean, like, that seems like, that's cheap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, way cheap.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm just wondering about that. Anyway, at some point during the stay, the hotel staff realized he gave them a credit card that was flagged as fraudulent. It was a company credit card under the name Brian Smith. The guy, Justin Lara, said that was his boss. He said he was covering the balance for the hotel. All of the other credit cards they tried to process were declined. He had a Florida ID, but said he was from New York, and then said he was there for a industry conference that took place earlier in the year. Okay. So he couldn't get his story straight. They ended up having to call the police on him. And he was taken into custody because he was just basically trying to defraud everybody. Let's see. A Florida man. What? I'm sorry. What?
It's Florida man.
Why? He's filmed eating cookies from a pack that's infested with bugs. That's disgusting. Yeah. Why did he do this, Kane?
When you watch it, it's like.
I'm not watching. We're not airing this for these people.
No,
these sweet people have been through so
it.
Much this week. We're going to just skip on past this headline because I'm going to
You know that dry heave you do when you see something horrible? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So a Florida woman is blaming an alligator overpopulation and a multi-million dollar gator trade for fatal attacks in Lake Kissimmee. She said that it's not just bad luck. She said that there's a lot of problems with the gators here. She says that only Florida insiders know about the millions it's made from their meat, their hides, and even their eggs. This is in Polk County. Alligator eggs. She says that the whole place has basically been turned into a giant alligator farm. They've even got Tampa Bay 28, their local news, investigating it now. They said that they even do designer handbags from the gator skin, the gator hide that they're raising up here. And now it's a multi-million dollar industry because they are not an endangered species any longer. It's actually really, there's an overpopulation. And she said she was saying that it's making it very, very dangerous and that in one state park alone, they had 3 attacks in 2 months and that one woman was simply kayaking and the gator grabbed her arm as she was kayaking and tried to pull her into the water. She said gators will chase people that are near the water, not even like by the water's edge, but they launch themselves. I mean, it sounds like and these are big gators. In fact, One alligator attack was fatal, tipped a canoe over and took the guy's wife underwater. Cynthia Dykema, they were avid canoeists from Michigan that were in Florida. They took annual visits there every year to canoe. And that's one of the he's obviously devastated. He watched his wife die in an alligator attack. He said it did a death roll and then swam away with her. I cannot even imagine. And they said it's directly due to the overpopulation of gators in the lake. So is it because of like the gator farming kind of situation? I would just think if it's a gator farm that they would be like in like a, you know, a farm that's not out there in the public. Right. I don't know. I got a lot of questions. Also, let's see, a couple of other ones. There's a Florida woman who was arrested for practicing medicine without a license. There's another one who was using a fake ID to apply for a job as a nurse. It seems kind of sketchy, I would say, just, you know. We also, let's see, boat crash, blah, blah, blah. People got into a fight with bug spray. They got into a fight in a Publix over bug spray. A Florida man got arrested because he sprayed a bunch of people in the face with it. This is at a Publix in Port Charlotte. It was a grocery store checkout fight, and it spiraled into violence, where one Port Charlotte man attacked a couple in the Publix and blasted them in the face with bug spray at 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
Come on.
So apparently they got into the fight. It was a 65, two, it was a bunch of elderly people. They got into a fight because they were both trying to use the same checkout at the same time. So they were both putting their stuff on the conveyor belt, and it went from that to hands and then bug spray. And of course, the guy who sprayed the bug spray was taken into custody. He was two counts of aggravated battery. He bonded out. Partners that help bring you the program. They make it possible. It's All Family Pharmacy. I told you how All Family Pharmacy really saved me on the Media Research Center trip that I went on. And we were on a boat in the rough North Sea and in the fjords of Norway. And I'm the person who gets motion sickness backing out of my driveway if I'm not driving. So it was very important to me to have prescription medications that dealt with seasickness and nausea, motion sickness. And so I got that at All Family Pharmacy, and that actually kept me totally fine on the boat. I had no issues. It was otherworldly. I don't even know how to say it. All Family Pharmacy is every medication you can think of, your everyday medications, emergency kits. They have the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, the NAD+, all of it. And you also have things like Latisse for, you know, ladies, for your lashes. You've got all this stuff. You've got the stuff that I was just telling you about. And the thing that I like, it's actually a couple of things. First, I like that you can get everything in 2 to 4 days, or if you need it overnighted, because they have antibiotics as well. If you need it overnighted, you can get it overnighted to you. But the second thing, and I think this may be the most important, is that all of the stuff that they use, it's all USA. All of the inputs, all of the stuff that they're using for these medications are here, made here, from here in the US of A. So you can trust what you're getting from All Family Pharmacy. Take back your medical freedom. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10 today. They'll apply that to your purchase at checkout. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10. Your health, your choice.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
So I'm leaving my church. And I'm not going back. My last sermon at my church was the Sunday. And our pastor, who is a good preacher when he doesn't talk about politics at all. No one wants to hear about politics. So before anyone wants to gets on their self-appointed high horse, let me save you the energy. It's not about politics. It's about when they do get into politics. You had a monumental culture-shifting tragedy that occurred last week. Very similar to the monumental culture-shifting incident that happened, the tragedy that almost happened with Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, which our pastor did not mention at all whatsoever at the time nor any time after. Something that he acknowledged in his remarks yesterday. And he goes out there and he talks about how, you know, violence is bad, bad, bad. And then he starts, what about is a name? What about is a mean? And he brings up Melissa Hortman and her husband. The Hortmans, who were killed by a Tim Walz appointee, who a bunch of No King stuff was found in his car, amongst some other interesting things. If he was in any way on the right at one point, he sure as hell wasn't anymore. But that was used as an example of, oh, see, it's equal to this. It's both sides. That's how it was presented. Oh, here's this one thing that we found that actually technically really wasn't a leftist. But we're going to use that because this was a Democrat that was targeted and it's all we have. So, you know, look, both sides. It's not both sides. He didn't mention the two attempted Trump assassinations. And he acknowledged it. He's like, I didn't mention it, you know, etc. He definitely comes from the left side of things on this. If he wanted to be accurate, he would have brought up the Occupy Wall Street violence. He would have brought up the Antifa violence. He would have brought up the numerous trans-Tifa members killing kids in schools. He would have brought up the attempted assassination of Brett Kavanaugh. He would have brought up the slayings of the two embassy workers in D.C. He would have brought up Rand Paul getting nearly beaten to death. To say nothing of people in his own congregation who have had their own security issues because of violent leftists. So when he started this, he wasn't only tone deaf. It was offensively, he was offensively omitting actual real things that show this is not whataboutism. Our whole point for talking about this is to make it stop. The left's whole point in bringing it up is to justify it so they can continue. And that was pretty much the extent of it. Oh, he gave the words. It's very, yes, it's very upsetting with Charlie Kirk, blah, blah, blah. You know, but this has to stop. And then he gave the example of Hortman and I'm done. I am done with culturally insensitive shepherds who are more interested in making money from butts and pews than they are about saving the souls in the pews. I am done with churches who spend more time on the show of worship rather than the worship of worship. I don't care about your new campuses. I don't care about your new drum kits. I don't care about your new swanky lights. I don't care about any of that stuff. And the problem is that because he's a good preacher's preacher, but when he gets into this stuff, I cannot get over that to hear him anymore. I can't. It felt like a betrayal. So no, I did not have a good weekend. I did not have a good Sunday. And there are a lot of Christians that didn't either who walked out of their churches because their pastors decided to be completely culturally tone deaf. How are you as a pastor? I don't care what side of the aisle. Get over yourselves. All of you people who have to qualify everything with, well, I didn't agree with them. No one cares what you thought, Francis. No one knew you existed 5 seconds ago. No one cares. If you don't have the humanity to say, you know what, that's bad and it should never have happened, then do the world a favor and shut your mouth. But this, it felt like a betrayal. And I know I wasn't the only one. There were some, thankfully, good preachers out there. I don't understand how you have this completely earth-shattering thing that happens, this nation-shifting event, and you go on with your regularly canned sermon about diversity, which you've been talking about ad nauseum for God knows how long in this church, to the point where you make an idol of it. I don't know how you can't see someone who is literally the nice guy. He was the nice guy. He was the nicest one. I don't know how anybody can see that and ignore all of the moments where he's witnessed to people in this capacity and not think, wow, I'm going to give a sermon about the power of good debate and the power of the goodwill gesture and the good faith gesture of earnest discussion and witnessing to people on college campuses. I don't know how you don't just do the work and chuck out the canned speech and talk about that. Oh my gosh, I guess it means you have to compliment someone who's, ooh, on the right and ooh, voted for Trump. Do you think that Jesus is going to be asking people who they voted for at the pearly gates? Newsflash, he's not. Do you think that he's going to be evaluating the R or D after your name when you go up to heaven? Newsflash, he's not. Is he going to be looking at whether or not you supported the killing of people over ideas? Yeah, he is. And you can't even bring yourself to mention it in a sermon. And then you wonder, why don't people go to the church? And then for you non-Catholic pastors out there, you're wondering why kids are going to the Catholic church. It's because you suck. It's because you're failing your congregation. You're betraying the parishioners in the pews. That's why. They're tired of this Bethel music garbage and this Hillsong garbage. And they're tired of worship feeling like a concert. They're tired of you constantly peddling your books. That's why. I'm not Catholic. I don't care about differences of religion, but I'm really tired of people pushing their excuses onto everyone else as a justification for their own errors. So yes, I'm leaving my church. I'll find another, but I'm going to find one where the pastor actually spends more time in the Bible and less time looking in the mirror. I'm done. I'm not the only one. A lot of us feel that way too. Our partners who help bring you the program and make it all possible, it's our very good friends over at Caltech, the PR-57, which is one of their newest ones. It's a 5.7, chambered at 5.7 rotary barrel pistol. It's the lightest 5.7 that's on the market because guns save lives. And I don't want to hear people talk about firearms without talking about how many times firearms are used illegally in defense of the innocent. It is three times that of criminal usage. And this is what even the Obama DOJ and investigative report into this discovered back in 2013 and again in 2016. So with the PR-57, this is the lightest 5.7 that's on the market. Like I said, chambered in 5.7, it is a unique top loading design that replaces traditional magazines with actual stripper clips. That gives it a slimmer carry profile, a 20+1 capacity. The rotary barrel also contributes to the lightweightness of it all. It has a great trigger, just absolute low recoil, ease of use and accuracy, easiest field strip available. MSRP makes it affordable, only $399. It's from Caltech, made in America, family owned values based in Florida. You can learn more at KeltechWeapons.com. That's KeltechWeapons.com. It's the PR-57. Tell them Dana sent you.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. So there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, These SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
What is this study supposed to be telling me? The headline sucks out loud. I guess they're trying to say that boredom can be okay. Great job, study. They're so glad that we spent 30 seconds on that. Moving on. We have other headlines to get into. There's a lot of discussion, and we're going to have to touch on this in the days to come because I have a handful of headlines about this. The embrace of AI within the admin and the tension that it's causing within the administration. This is going to come to a head, and we're going to have a big conversation about it as well. Let's see. In D.C., they have a bar that basically bans phones. They do have Polaroid cameras if you're insisting upon commemorating your night out with a photo. It's the first phone-free bar. I don't know how I feel about that.
I like it.
You know what I get? Yeah. I think it's kind of stupid and gimmicky. I mean, your drinks better be damn good.
Yeah,
I don't. Well, like, what if you have to have your phone for emergencies and stuff? Like, what, you know, like, what if you're, like, your kid's like, oh, my gosh, it's microwaved tinfoil. What do?
I think if it's an emergency, right, the bar would help you, or you can just go and get your phone if you need it. But
I mean, is it really that bad?
That I mean, I
people
think
going to bars on their phones
to pull away yourself from the phone and all of that.
I mean, I have no problem if I'm out with friends putting my phone down.
Right.
I don't need a bar to be like, put your phone, because to me that just seems like nannyism. And pretentious, like, and everybody's going for a gimmick, and I just
Also, what do they do with your phone?
It's a gross.
You just
like
not
it.
Bring it
it's
in?
It's not my jam, man. It's not my jam. Oh, please let this be alien. Scientists say they can't explain a signal they just detected from beyond our galaxy. Please. Oh, please. It's my birthday month. Please, 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 please be aliens. Blah, blah, blah. Gamma ray burst. That's not what it is. It's aliens. They said they've detected a gamma ray burst, and it defies explanation, and it keeps repeating multiple times over in the single course of a day. Wow, that sounds like a message from aliens. I would like to talk to them because all these people on this rock are on my last damn nerve. Let's see here. It's true. I'm not going to lie. It is true. That's why I want the aliens. Take me with you. France's economy tumbles. Ooh, Fitch downgraded. They got downgraded their credit rating. Fitch downgraded the credit rating of France. I'm really sure that their super far left government had nothing to do with it, right? I mean, that's what happens when you go full on socialist. Their taxes over there are so insane. If we lived over there, over half of our income would be claimed by the French government. That's how crazy their taxes are. That's not a joke. That's not an exaggeration. That's exactly how it is. Goodness. Also, this, they said now there's a single exercise that can actually, they're talking about extra upper body workouts to, I guess, kill cancer cells. Single exercises that can kill cancer cells. You just get up and walk. You get up and walk. We got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. Some of their pastors mentioned what happened with Kirk. Some didn't. They wouldn't be on like the Emmys, which I didn't watch. Can I just talk about this chick named Hannah Enbinder? She gets up there and she's like, oh, free Palestine and blank whatever. I'll say it because no one else will. You have to be way hotter than she is to be able to be that stupid politically. Okay. Do I even want to play this? Go ahead and play it. It's just so stupid.
I'll pay the difference. Sorry. I just want to say, go Birds. And free Palestine. Thank you.
She's just blank, guys. Yeah, I think you got to. Nobody knows who she is, so I guess that's why she's pulling the stunt. You're not hot enough to be crazy. I'm sorry, you're not. I mean, there's like a ratio there, and you don't qualify. And then you have Javier Bardem, audio soundbite 37, who is an absolute moron. Listen to him.
If you find out a company that you're going to go into business with is in business with Israel, what do?
I won't work. I cannot work with somebody that's justify or support the genocide. I can't.
What about the hostages, though, Javier? As simple as
that. And we shouldn't be able to do that in this industry and in any other industry. Today, in Madrid, in Spain, the cycle, La Vuelta, the bicycle tour, it was stopped.
What about the hostages, Javier, with your little cutie little picnic blanket on your stupid neck? What about the hostages? Any words on those? Why weren't the hostages released? Why is it a genocide when Hamas is doing it to everybody? It's Hamas's genocide, right? But yet you just don't like Jews. That's the whole problem. He doesn't like Jewish people. And if you ask, he's one of those people who go, oh, it's because of I just don't like the government. You moron, you couldn't even explain how their government's structured. So spare us. No one believes that you're insightful enough for that. I just have no patience for it. They didn't mention anything about, a political assassination. They didn't mention anything about it because they all support it. That's what I'm saying. All of these people, who is this? Who is this guy right here? Let's pull up. This is audio soundbite 28. This is the TMZ guy.
Oh, Harvey.
Yeah. Go ahead and play the TMZ guy for a minute. And then I'm going to call for other audio after we play this, but go ahead.
I am not going to mince words. I fear a civil war. I have lived a long time, and I have seen a president assassinated. I have seen multiple attempts at killing presidents. I have seen civil rights leaders slain. I've seen presidential candidates slain. I have seen war. I have seen riots. But Charlie Kirk is different. This is not a politician. This is somebody who was slaughtered for his views and not pushing a particular, even political party. I think he had an ideology, and he was a young guy on college campuses. And I am feeling like people are at the point where they think this is the solution. And I am worried.
Do you know the people who think that? Because I feel like he's trying to indict the right for it. You know who the people who think that? Let's play audio soundbite 26. Let's play the flashback of degenerates. This montage of degenerates on MSNBC. Go ahead and play this.
But this is a war. This isn't a battle. And we absolutely will win this war.
It is a war. It is indeed a war. And I have to say, they have won some battles, Jasmine. But we have to keep our eye on the war. And everybody needs to pick up a weapon and get involved. Because this is for the safety and lasting of the country.
That's just one example. Wait, there's more. We have like a lot more. There's others. I mean, audio soundbite 25, flashback Nancy Pelosi. Go ahead. Let's get this all brought up here.
This is violence against women. He may not know that, but when he says things like, I want to protect women, whether they like it or not, that is violence against women. Would you want your son to say that to anyone? Would you want your daughter to be told that? Would you want your husband to say that to you? Whether you like it or not, violence against women.
People don't have any intention of saying something that's going to lead to something dangerous.
Let's play. Give me audio somebody 30. This is Peter Baker with the New York Times. This guy's also a piece of work. He again, what things specifically, Peter? Go ahead.
So even though Charlie Kirk held no office, never ran for office, had no position of power or authority in the traditional sense, he had obviously a network of people who he influenced. Now, he said a lot of things that got a lot of people riled up, right? And that's part of his
What particularly? What? Hey, man, you're going up there and you're playing the game. If you're going to swing, make contact. What are you talking about? What specifically? oh, I said some things. Yeah, I said some things. And then that other annoying broad on MSNBC. What kind of vocal tonality is that? Sounds like she's gagging. Specifically what? Oh, they can't. Notice how none of them can say. Because they have no idea what he said. They have no clue. They just know he was somebody on the right. And if they can't, if they don't know what he said, they'll make it up. Washington Post, Karen Atiyah is trying to make herself a victim. This broad, she got fired from the Washington Post because she literally fabricated a quote and attributed it to Charlie to justify his actual murder. Just like the Hollywood Reporter made up a quote, or New York Post, and then Hollywood Reporter ran with it and attributed it to Jesse Kelly. She literally made up a completely fake quote. Made it up. And then published it. And the Washington Post found out that she made up a quote and published it. And now she's acting like she's the victim. Excuse me. She's the victim now. Aww. When she was the one who did it in the first place. She made up a quote. So it doesn't even matter. They don't know what he said. They have no idea what he said. They'll just make it up. They'll just make it up. There's no reasoning with these types of people. And the left was going, oh, can you believe Karen Atiyah? I got fired over Charlie Kirk posts. She made up stuff and got fired for it. That's why she got fired, because she was a dishonest broad. That's why she got fired. She wasn't fired over Charlie Kirk. She was fired because she made up a quote. Can you imagine if I made up a quote? I would be sued. If I made up a quote on this program and ran with it and attributed it to someone and ran with it, they would sue me. She did this to him knowing that he can't speak up against her because he's dead, because her ideology killed him. And that's the truth of it. I mean, if they can't, they don't even know what he said. They'll just, like I said, they'll just make it up in the meantime. They'll entirely make it up. I mean, I've got a ton of audio here where people are nasty. In fact, we actually stopped collecting audio. We had to, of all of the nasty people. She literally, the quote that she made up was, she said that he said, quote, black women do not have the brain processing power to be taken seriously. You have to go steal a white person's slot. He literally never said that at all whatsoever, at all. And she lied and said it was a direct quote. And now she's running around, I got fired by the Washington Post, because she made up a horrible quote to get attention for herself after someone was killed. These people are despicable. There's no unity with people like this. There's none, not at all whatsoever. In fact, there's Rolling Stone has two competing headlines by the same, interestingly enough, the same section commentary. So in February of 2023, they wrote this, quote, why cancel culture is good for democracy. Today, they're writing, quote, people are losing their jobs for criticizing slain free speech advocate Charlie Kirk. Someone had said these people, the people who are upset that they're getting fired over free speech, had no problem with Charlie Kirk getting killed for his. And that's absolutely true.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.